other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are into hour number three. Haven't taken any calls yet because we had a guest on for the last hour and 25 minutes or so. A ton of other news, just so much coming up in this hour. But we've been talking about genetically engineered foods and all the health problems they cause in laboratory animals, and then how all of those problems, the things they're doing now in genetic engineering in open air, in uncontained areas, dwarfs that. I mean, it could destroy us. And there's not, you know, it's not like nuclear weapons. We could have a nuclear war. No, this has already been released. There is no telling what it's going to do, but we know it's bad. It's already doing bad things. I'm told Chris disagrees, so he goes to the head of the line in front of all these callers have been holding for a while. We'll get to you, too. Chris in Texas, is it something substantive?
Well, I just take an exception on a couple of points. Now, I agree with you when you say the borders need to be better patrolled and protected. You know, as far as illegal immigration is concerned, I agree with you there. However, I must take exception when you criticize our peace officers. I had an uncle who was a peace officer. He was twice elected sheriff of Lyons, Kansas, and he was the very first recruit to the Quantico FBI Academy who had never been to college. And he graduated from there, and he was a law enforcement officer.
So you're using a microcosm example. I never said that all the police are bad. I said the system they're carrying out is bad. Look around you.
May I finish?
You can finish, sir.
Thank you.
But, I mean, you tell me your family history?
He was one of the best officers. He received many commendations, and he never once in his 20-some-odd years of being a peace officer, he never once used his gun because he believed in talking to people and reasoning with people.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Now, I stand up for the law enforcement officers of this country, the people who are out there protecting our rights.
Oh, they are?
Yes, they are. I have never had any trouble with the police. They have always been there to help me when I needed help.
Well, I've had police ask to search my car repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's nothing in my car.
Now,
they don't have any reason to pull me over.
When my vehicle,
I know people who've been SWAT teamed, and then they don't even say they're sorry when they leave and don't find anything.
When my vehicle was stolen, they helped me to find it. They located it for me the very same day, and
my vehicle was stolen, and they did absolutely nothing to help me.
And they returned it to me the very same day, sir. And when I thanked them, they said, "That's why we're here, son." They said, "We're here to serve you."
Yeah, I know that.
And
look, great.
I believe that.
Put him on hold.
Sir.
Put him on hold. Sir, protect and serve. Peace officer. I love peace officers. I got a lot of family that are police. Okay? I don't like people in black masks who say they're the officials, the authorities, and that we're the civilians. Did you like what the cops did at Waco? I'm talking about the bad system, sir. Go ahead.
All right, another place that I take exception with you, sir, is when you refer to our commander-in-chief as a terrorist and a murderer. You claim that he knew that 9/11 was going to happen and did nothing to stop it. Now, you know, I respect your opinion, sir, but I have to highly disagree with you.
Okay. Well, what do you disagree with?
I believe that if George Bush knew that 9/11 was going to happen, he would have done everything in his power to stop it.
Oh, that's an actual George Bush quote.
I believe that he would have done that, sir, because really, in my opinion, sir, and this is my opinion, George Bush is a good and decent man. He's not the best president we ever had.
And the moon is made of cheese.
If you say so, sir.
If George Bush is a good man. Do you believe George Bush goes to Bohemian Grove?
I know nothing about the Bohemian Grove, sir. I want to stick to the point that I'm trying to make here.
No, you want to say he's
a good
guy.
Sir.
I've been there, sir. They worship the devil.
What does that prove, sir?
And just because in your little world you don't believe that when I say it, it doesn't mean I haven't been there.
Okay.
Okay.
As I say,
condescending. I know something you don't. Hey, why don't you stay there? You want to go toe-to-toe? Let's do it. You want to talk about facts, Mac? Let's do it, Chris, okay? I appreciate you calling in. You going to stay there with us?
I'll stay here with you, sir.
Good. You stay there. I can't wait to plow you under because I'm defending my family in this country. And I put my life on the line, and I know what I'm talking about from the depths of my soul and the inner workings of my cerebral cortex. I know what I'm saying just as sure as the sun came up this morning. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, loaded phone lines here. We're going to everybody's call. Spend a few more minutes with Chris in Texas. And Chris, if you called up and said, Alex, you got a date wrong in your documentary, you know, I'd go fix it. I've done stuff like that. Or, Alex, you're wrong about this bill number. Or, Alex, I don't see that interpretation of Section 802 that you see. Well, here, let's read the subsection and see who's right. But instead you just go, I don't believe, you have belief, you have faith that George Bush knew anything about 9/11. Their own memo is public that they knew all the details. They ordered FBI to stand down. He signed W199I. They flew the bin Ladens out of the country in the days after. They're in the Carlyle Group. Jeb Bush running security on the buildings. Bush had the launch orders 2 days before 9/11 to attack Afghanistan. 44,000 U.S. troops massing in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan. 18,000 British troops, two aircraft carriers entered that area 1 day before. On and on and on. NORAD drills that day. NORAD ordered to stand down. Drills are flying hijacked jets in the buildings. Mayor Willie Brown getting a call from Condoleezza Rice told not to fly to New York the night before. San Francisco Chronicle. On and 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 on. Hijackers, houses, cars, credit cards paid for by the U.S. government. I mean, let's address one at a time the things you say. You're saying you said George Bush didn't have any prior knowledge of 9/11.
It is my belief, sir, yes.
Your belief?
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
I have looked.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Are you finished, sir?
Listen, you're the one that's talking about fairy tales. You give me some facts.
I'm going to say, if you want to make a believer out of me, sir, show me the smoking gun. I want to see it. Don't show me your little newspaper articles or magazine articles.
What do you mean?
Show me facts,
show me
a smoking gun.
It's like show you gravity. The evidence of gravity is all around you.
See, I've studied all this.
Sir, I've got the smoking guns for prior knowledge. They knew specifics, plans to fly planes into buildings in the next week. They knew he was given it in the CIA briefing, and Rice lied and said they never got it.
Okay, then let me ask you this. Why don't you take it to a federal grand jury and have them indicted?
We have called for that, sir. We have contacted grand juries, state and federal. We have done whole shows calling for grand juries to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Well,
Red Beckman on for 2 hours doing that 2 years ago.
Okay, I've looked over this evidence that you claim that you have, and I've read it, and it amounts to nothing.
Oh, so you just got the word nothing.
Saying the word nothing doesn't make it nothing. If you were to take this to a federal grand jury, sir, they would laugh you out of the building.
Sure they would.
Because what you have amounts to
nothing. Now you're talking about laughing. See,
they would.
These buzzwords, sir, they mean nothing.
Well, I am simply trying to tell you, sir, what I believe, okay?
Are you saying Operation Northwoods doesn't exist, the official government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks to blame it on a foreign enemy?
Hey, I know nothing of that, sir.
Okay.
I know nothing of that.
Do you know about Operation Gladio that was carried out?
No, sir, I know nothing of that.
Do you know they now admit they blew up the Maine for the Spanish-American War in 1898 in Havana Harbor?
No, sir, I know nothing of that.
Do you know about Hitler burning his own Reichstag to blame it on his political enemies?
Yes, I know about that.
You know about Hitler staging an attack on a radio base on the Polish border and blaming it on the Poles?
I know that Hitler was a madman, yes, sir.
Do you know about the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution?
I can't say that I do, sir.
Do you know about the RAF documents they just released when they were bombing Saddam, trying to get him to attack?
No, sir.
Do you know about April Gillespie telling Saddam to go ahead and invade Kuwait?
No, sir.
Well, they have video of that. It's been all over national news.
Okay, all right. Well,
do you know about, look, I'm not trying to be mean to you, sir. This is life and death. Do you know that Bill Clinton certified blood is wholesome for 8 years as non-prison blood, and they didn't even test it, and they knew it had HIV in it, and tens of thousands of people died?
Now, that I wouldn't be surprised of, sir.
You don't like Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton's
a surrogate member of the Bush family.
You know, I've never liked Bill Clinton.
Did you know Terry Reid's CIA was there watching the cocaine being unloaded?
No,
it's never been challenged?
No, sir, I know nothing of that.
It must feel real good to know nothing about it.
Okay. I'm simply trying to tell you, sir, that I don't believe that George Bush had any prior knowledge to 9/11.
That's now admitted they had prior knowledge.
There's no proof that he had prior knowledge.
You can say there's no proof that there's salmon in the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean.
He had no proof of the attacks. Of the attacks prior knowledge, sir. He had no proof of. You have no proof that he had
say
prior knowledge.
Say it five
knowledge.
More times. Say what? Say it five more times.
He had no proof. You have no proof.
Say it again.
I said you have. He had no. Or you have no proof. Excuse me. You have no proof, sir, that he had prior knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Because if he did, he would have done everything in his power to stop it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. I don't think you're a government agent, but I bet you're a government.
I'm just a private citizen, sir.
But I bet you work for the government.
No, sir. No, I'm just a private citizen.
You have government contracts.
No, I'm a person who simply loves his country, sir.
So criticizing a corrupt government is bad. Loving
sir.
Your country is mindlessly going, I don't know, but you have no proof.
Well, if you want to make a believer out of me, show me the proof. And then maybe I'll believe you.
You keep saying show you the money. I already showed you the money.
You haven't shown me anything, sir.
Have you seen any of my films?
Yes, sir, I have.
What film is that?
I don't know what the names of them are, but I flip through the channels and I come across your program and I'll sit and I'll watch them.
Well, while
I agree with some of the things that you say, I don't agree with all of them, and I certainly do not agree.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Do you believe that the CIA for client banks controls over 80% of the narcotics brought into this country?
Hey, sir, I have no knowledge of that. Okay, I have no knowledge.
You can either confirm
all.
Or deny, huh?
Okay. All I'm trying to say is,
Let me stop you. Have you heard the LBJ tape released 2 years ago by the LBJ Presidential Museum and Library in Austin, Texas? What we already knew from the documents, where the Gulf of Tonkin never happened, and was used as a pretext that 58 million Americans died in?
No, sir, I have not heard that.
Do you believe that, or do you think I'm just making that up?
Well, I wouldn't know, sir. I don't know anything about it. I would need to study it.
Yeah, but you can just say I have no proof. Can just say that I don't have any kind of evidence.
The only thing I see you doing, sir, every week is bad-mouthing George Bush, telling everybody how he's a terrorist and a murderer, but you show us no proof. You kind of remind me of a person who claims to have been kidnapped by aliens. You tell a real fascinating story, sir, but you can't back it up.
Okay, you can use all the buzzwords you want. Let's go over something right now you can't even debate.
Probably not.
Did George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld say that they knew Saddam had weapons of mass destruction?
Yes, sir.
And did it turn out that wasn't true?
Well, we haven't found any. He probably had them shipped to Syria.
No. Oh, no. They've officially said they were wrong. Now the CIA officers have gone public and said they were ordered to lie. We have the down. Was the Nigerian document for uranium fabricated?
I don't know, sir. I don't know anything about that.
Was the Pat Tillman case, where they claimed he was killed by Al-Qaeda, it turns out by his own troops, was that fabricated?
I don't believe it was, sir. I found out about that just the other day, and I was very upset about it.
Well, they now admit, sir, that they lied.
Like I said, I was very upset about that because I was a great admirer.
Are you saying the government didn't lie?
I beg your pardon?
Are you saying they did or didn't lie?
Well, in the case of Pat Tillman, they did, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, what about Jessica Lynch? She cowered and feared as a Hispanic American, took out those Iraqis, but because they wanted to put women in frontline combat, they told those families to shut up, and they gave her credit for something she never did. Then they beat up the doctors that took care of her and our dead and made a lie about it and had Jerry Bruckheimer produce it.
I haven't heard anything of that, sir.
BBC, baby, and they admit the whole thing was a lie.
Okay. Now, as I stated before,
you want me to keep firing these at you for 10 hours?
Sir,
as I can.
Sir, you can...
Let me tell you something.
You can fire them at me if you want to, sir.
You make me sick.
I'm sorry if I make you sick, sir. I'm simply a person who loves his country, and I want to stand up...
I love my country,
and
too.
And I want to stand up for my president,
Did you
sir.
Hear us talking about genetic engineering in the last hour?
Yes, sir, I did.
You think that's a bunch of bull, too?
I'd have to study it, sir. I don't know.
That's right. You must feel really good to not know anything.
Okay, sir, I don't...
You just know that you religiously don't believe me. Sir, do you know what Skull and Bones is?
Sir, I believe some of the things you say, but not all of the things
sir,
you say.
Sir, do you know what the Fool Society is?
No, sir, I don't know what the Fool Society is.
Sir, do you know what Bohemian Grove is?
No, sir, I don't know what Bohemian Grove
is. Well, you better find out, because your life depends on it. I love you, Chris.
Well, sir, I
spend 18 hours a day working. I'm working so hard. I know what I'm talking about.
Alex,
you can sit there and shoot your mouth off and say I don't, but you're dead wrong, brother.
Sounds to me, sir, like you're the only one shooting his mouth off.
I've given you nothing but facts, and
now,
I can keep doing it for 10 hours.
Let me ask you again. No more buzzwords.
Put him on hold. I'm going to say this again. You say you don't know what Operation Gladio is. Well, let me tell you, this isn't some Northwoods plan that wasn't executed. Gladio was executed. Over 100 bombings all over Europe, predominantly targeting children, to be blamed on political enemies of this government. Declassify. Can you say D with a capital D as in devil? Can you say declassify? Can you put it in your pipe? Can you smoke it? I don't think you can. Can you, Chris? Go ahead.
Sir, like I said, if you want to make a believer out of me, then show me the proof.
I'm not a... No, not a believer.
Show me the proof.
A knower.
You haven't shown me anything yet.
I've shown you constant
proof. All you show me is these little articles that amount to nothing, sir. They amount to nothing.
Okay, let me go back to the original question. You are saying that Bush hasn't gotten anybody killed, isn't a murderer. On a lie, he sent our troops, over 1,700 of them are dead, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, a million plus since the sanctions. They are torturing those people under his orders. They are torturing them to death. That is murder. And when a mob boss orders his men to do something wrong, he is more culpable than his street muscle man, his enforcer thug, his soldier that did it.
I'm saying that he did not plan 9/11, sir. He did not plan that.
Well, you're right. He's a puppet, but his bosses did, and he was fully aware of it.
No, sir. He had no knowledge of that at all.
And you have that emotional belief. That's fine.
Yes, sir. I do have that belief. I have a little bit more faith in my country than you do, sir.
I have total faith in this country. Did you know our founding fathers said, don't trust the government? It's always pure evil.
I don't agree with everything the government does, sir.
Ah.
Okay, but I like to think that I have faith in my government. Yeah, I mean, I was in the service myself. I was in the service myself. I defended this country.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. And
the staged Vietnam War?
No, sir. It wasn't a staged Vietnam War. I was in the United States Coast Guard.
Well, I don't know what I can say to you, sir. Do you believe the depleted uranium is nutritious?
Absolutely not, sir. No.
Well, the Army's own reports say it's deadly, but our troops are breathing it, and they won't give them treatment. Is that a friendly way to support the troops?
Anyway, Mr. Jones, you have a good day, sir.
I guess I don't support the Tribs because I care about them. Is that it?
I care about them too, sir.
Yeah, you care about them enough
That's
to suck your thumb. Bye-bye, baby.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down. And the
All right, David Mass is up next, but he just hung up. So we'll go to David in Arizona, Gary in Michigan, Alex in New York, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I mean, really, I just get mad at cognitive dissonance, willful ignorance. I mean, this government is so criminal, is so evil, and they lie more often than they tell the truth, and you give government unlimited power, you give them unlimited leeway, you give the corporations unlimited power, and you go, I distrust them. I mean, that is a recipe for enslavement. David in Arizona, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon.
What did you think of that last caller?
I think there's no doubt in my mind that he's a government shill. That was a CIA agent, or he works for some government agency, and he was trying to discredit you.
I don't think so. I mean, they'd be slicker than that. I think he's just some good guy who probably has a government job. He had that mentality. And so he thinks the whole government's like him.
Uh-huh.
You know, he thinks, oh, we're all good, and you know.
Well, I want to make a point about the, you know, he's talking about peace officers. We do not have peace officers in America
anymore. Call themselves enforcement officers.
They are police officers, and they work for the corporate municipality, which is not servant to the people. The corporate municipality is a corporation. It's no longer a public service agency. We do not have peace officers in America anymore. They are corporate employees, and they serve the corporation. They do not serve the people. And that's what that man does not understand.
Alex? No, he doesn't understand that they, quote, enforce their regulations, which are all totally opposed to the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Exactly, and the courts, all the courts in this country are operating under an illegitimate jurisdiction. They're operating under Admiralty Maritime jurisdiction.
By the way, I used to hear that 10, 15 years ago, and now I've got federal court rulings where they're taking some lady's land, and she goes, well, I get to have a court, and they go, no, Admiralty. I'm talking federal courts in Colorado. I mean, it's in the documents.
Yes, and the only legitimate jurisdiction is common law, but we've lost our common law. We have lost our access to the Constitution. They give a lip service to the Constitution, but we do not have any access to it unless we rescind and revoke our contract with the federal government.
Well, you know, here's where I disagree with you.
Okay.
There's not even any law now. They order the Border Patrol to stand down, but we got to take national ID cards. The $3 trillion's been stolen from the Pentagon. There's no investigation. It's admitted in Congress. They use all these, quote, laws for us to follow. They don't even follow their own laws. You can rescind anything you want. You can say whatever you want. They just do whatever they want. It's a battle of wills. It's whoever's got, you know, as Tony Montana says, there's one thing in this world that gives orders, and it's about, our founding fathers said the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you'll put up with. That
yes,
is a law of human nature.
I'm familiar with that, yes.
And they are just, it is just, And look, all the judges aren't bad. All the lawyers aren't bad. You still get some good cases. But predominantly they're evil. They're on power trips, and the evil is growing.
I like to tell people the highest caliber of criminal in the United States wears a black robe and he sits behind a wooden bench.
No, I agree with you. I mean, they are practitioners of Roman civil law that is replacing the law given down by the lawgiver. There on the side of Mount Sinai, transferred into the Magna Carta of 1214, transferred into the Declaration of Independence 1776. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Michigan. Go ahead, sir. Gary, you're on the air. If you want to talk, go ahead.
Yeah, Alan.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to get in the ring with that guy, because I tell you what, I don't know, for the last 30 years I've kind of known what's been going on, but what I've been doing for the last 2 years, I've been researching. And I'll tell you what, I'm taping your show. I've taped about probably 400 tapes. I got at least, I'm going on 500 tapes. And I've got reading here that is just curling my hair. Now, I've consumed so much information, I got to start giving it out. But what I'm doing is I'm going tactical. What you got to do is you got to hit it locally. You can't cram it down their throat. What you have to do is, it's free. It's information I know, and I got to hand it out before we're on our way out. The show that you had, I was taping that. I thought I was taping it. Your frequency changed. I've been in the shortwave now since I was 20 years old, and I've consumed, in 30 years, I've consumed enough information that says we are living the wrong way.
Oh, no, I trust my government.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, and I'll tell you what, I live in Farmington here, and I've seen...
I'll let you finish up when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Longs, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, it's like the dam broke. We're a little town 5 miles down, and we're about to be under 80 feet of water. Everybody's going to die. And I'm in a helicopter, and I saw the dam break. I know what's going to happen. And I'm flying over with a bullhorn going, get out of here. Do something about it. People are going, I don't believe that. I think the men at the dam do a great job. It's not very nice of you to talk bad about the men at the dam. I'm like, I'm not talking about the men that work at the dam. The dam has broken. Well, my cousin works at the dam. He's a very nice person. I don't appreciate you kind of putting my cousin down. I think police officers are really good people, and I think everything's all right. I'm not, it's good cops and good firemen and good FBI agents and good congressmen and women that are out there that have been holding all of this back. And so now we're being bathed in TV shows full of propaganda about torture and secret arrest, and they don't just want to read the books you're reading at the library. It's for bookstores, too, and all other records. And then you can't tell anybody they were there. But the border stays wide open. I mean, it's a fraud. Believe me, I wish I was wrong about all this, okay? Believe me, I wish things hadn't gotten this serious. And they can't move against all of us. There's too many of us speaking out. We are holding a lot of this back, and you better thank your bottom dollar. Better thank God above that there's so many good listeners and so many good people out there fighting. Chris in Texas that called earlier. That's what's keeping you a little bit free. Holding back just on strings from going into total martial law, which our enemies want. Tommy Franks has said, next attack, set aside the Constitution for a military government. You better hope and pray that you will wake up and get involved and join us, brother. Believe me, I've had so many thousands of calls and emails over the year. I thought you were crazy. I thought you were a nut. I couldn't believe it. But then I experienced it. I saw it. Please, we don't have time and the luxury of that learning curve. You know what you guys are? You're like people who are put in the bush for the first time in, say, Vietnam, Southeast Asia. And that's most of the people that got killed. You didn't know what was going on. You were naive. You didn't have your sixth sense turned on. You didn't know what was going on. But our society's full of people like you. You're rookies to life. You're naive. You never lived. You never saw the underbelly of the world like I saw growing up. Okay, I had experiences that let me really know what was going on. The sheriff being a drug dealer, later convicted of it. Devil worshippers, some of the richest families in the country, you know, living in the area where I lived and experiencing that and growing up and having people try to get me to join their cult and, you know, being at billionaires' houses. I mean, I've lived, okay? By the time I was 15, I've lived more than a lot of adults have out there. And you guys just sit there in your naive little world, and you don't know what's going on. And you know in your guts it's true, though. If you've got any soul, you've got to know. You've got to know. You've got to understand. I do this because I love my family. I mean, I don't want them living in a place like this. This is world government, world empire, world tyranny, dehumanization. I got to go fast. Gary in Michigan, just finish up. Go ahead.
We ain't got much time left, but I got something in my head. What I'm going to do is I'm going to associate with you, Joyce, and Dave, because I got shortwave radio up to my...
You've told us three or four times about this, but I mean, what else do you want to talk about?
What I got going is I got a way to beat these people. I really do, and you got to get the information. And I got 400 tapes. I got books. I got a book right here, Operation Vampire Killer 2000.
By Jack McClam, Police Against the New World
Order. Oh, yeah, and that's just the basic. I've taken 20 years of this now, and I've consumed so much.
Good. Spread the word.
Oh, yes.
Keep it up, Gary. Gotta move on here. Alex in New York. Alex, go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Wow, you have no idea how excited I am. A few months ago, a friend of mine gave me your movie, Martial Law 9/11. And I was totally, like, it's actually changed my life. A very good friend of mine and his girlfriend thought I was totally crazy until they saw it. And now they're on board with me. And, like I said, I live in a suburb of New York. And I'm trying to get as many people as I can down with this so they know what's going on. And so when martial law happens, the next terrorist attack happens, we will not be caught with our pants down.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have your radio on?
Yes.
You turn it off, please.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
I just want to be able to hear what you have to say. Go ahead
wow.
now.
Thank you. Well, like I said, I'm from a suburb of New York City, and a friend of mine thought I was totally crazy until I showed him your movie, Martial Law. And basically, we've been spreading this movie out to as many people as we can. I apologize that we're pirating it, but...
No, I want to thank you for doing that. It's not pirating. I want you to make copies. It has no effect. It'll have no power. It won't save anybody unless you make copies and those you give it to make copies.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. I'm just an average guy you're talking to. Go ahead and make your points.
Oh, man. Wow, I'm totally speechless. me and my friend Jeff, we've been just looking into all this information. We're going to start a club at our college next year so we can spread all this information to people and get it out there.
What did you think of the guy earlier who thinks everything's honky-dory?
He's a sheep! He's a sheep! He's been conditioned by our government for so many years to believe what they've told him, and so now when you're showing him the terrible truth, because I honestly don't really want to believe this either. It's terrible that our government is trying to enslave us. But the facts and the evidence just point to it so, like, unquestionably that
you cannot deny it. Well, sir, we have their own public white papers where they say they're going to enslave us.
Yes.
I mean, Brzezinski in the Grand Chessboard calls us slaves, calls us barbarians, says we need terror attacks to unify them.
I don't understand why we have to use terror attacks.
The guy has a best-selling book calling us slaves. I mean, these people don't listen to anything.
You're totally right.
I mean, Barnett struts around on C-SPAN talking about world government, the military works for global government, and the brass is all clapping, and I mean, then you go, there's world government. Rush Limbaugh goes, there's no world government. No, Reuters is just saying they're getting rid of our borders.
Well, they're rubbing it in our face because they know we're totally fooled by all of their propaganda and misinformation that we don't know.
Well, they know the general public will see a threat and just deny it exists.
Exactly.
They call sticking your head in the sand. Hey, you keep it up, Alex, and call back again. And sorry you had to hold so long. We just had that big guest on. Mike in Illinois. Oh, something else, Alex?
Hey, no, thank you so much. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you. Take care. Mike in Illinois. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
Hey, just some quick points. Nothing spectacular. Nothing anybody else didn't notice. And you mentioned it in your movie, but I was driving across South Dakota when they lost Payne Stewart's flight. But when golfer Payne Stewart for 5 minutes was unreachable, they had fighters on it. We lose planes for 45 minutes? I mean, there's basic, simple questions. Obvious questions.
Hour and 25 for the first plane, 2 hours total.
The point is they're basic, simple, they're obvious questions that people need to ask. And Chris in Texas, if you're listening, I know nobody wants to ask these questions, but don't ignore the obvious. Don't sit here and just go, well, because my TV told me it was going to rain today, and it did, everything else is true, because that's what everybody else is doing, and you're talking about
the country. You just hit a powerful point. They'll tell you the truth about sports, about the weather, about how to cook a turkey. There's a lot. The globalists need to have some truth. So there's a lot of stuff like that, and people think, well, that's true, so everything. Or they have what you call spin. We're putting cameras up because they're good. No, that's bad. Then they have stuff that's total lies.
Controlled distraction.
There's all different types of propaganda.
One thing and one question that everybody, honestly, if you live in this country, needs to ask yourself, name me. And I put the challenge out, and hopefully you'll let me do it. Call in and name one program that we have given federal, state, or local government to run that they haven't abused it. Name me one program they haven't corrupted.
Well, I mean, we've caught fish and wildlife in the Forestry Service, jumping birds,
Alex,
jumping lions, lions to then take people's property.
I don't care where they find it. Name me one that they haven't abused. Just one. It's not a big question.
Well, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And our founding fathers resoundingly said, government's deadly dangerous, slavery's the norm, freedom's so precious, don't trust the government, keep control of it. And nowadays, I think you're unpatriotic.
The other thing that I'm doing besides handing out your DVD is I've ordered pocket constitutions from the governmental printing office. Because I got to tell you something, it disgusts me when I talk to fellow associates that I work with or people that I know who are naturalized citizens. Who know people from other, just so everybody knows, people from other countries that's come over here and go through the naturalization process to become U.S. citizens. And they know more about the Constitution, more about the Bill of Rights, not only because they've lived in other countries where they didn't have it, but because they understand what they're reading. And you talk to the average American, they couldn't tell you 3 of the top 10.
Well, they will spend 10 pages in a history book about the evil Ku Klux Klan, they're going to get you, give all your rights up. Just mindless trivia about movie stars, and they'll spend maybe one paragraph on the Constitution.
If you want to take it and look at it from that route, I watched the History Channel and C-SPAN pretty much solely when I had cable, and I just disconnected it because there's no point. That's the only two channels I watch. One of the things that I noticed is when we talk about World War II and we go into the Nazis, we talk about the horrible things they did, and they did horrible things. We don't talk about the environment that created that, that allowed that to emerge. We don't talk about the societal changes that were going on in Germany at the time. We don't talk about, you know, the economic changes that were occurring in Germany at the time. We don't talk about what created that environment to allow him to come to power. We just talk about the horrible things they did.
And we don't talk about how, just to be buddies with the Russians, we said keep 20,000 U.S. troops who were in Nazi camps, use them for slave labor. And that's admitted. Oh, but if you talk about that on Memorial Day, you're against the troops. Because loving the troops means you don't care about them.
One of the other, and this will be the last thing because I know there's other people. One of the other things, and I got into this argument with somebody the other day, and I said to him, and I'll say it to Chris, educate yourself. It's not our job to try and break that little thing that's around you, that little cocoon that they've built around you. you know you wouldn't be calling Alex's show, you wouldn't be listening to Alex's show, unless you knew in your heart something wasn't right. All you have to do is scratch the surface. They have to keep telling the same lies over and over and over again. And all you have to do is scratch the surface with a fingernail, and you can start to see what's underneath all the BS.
Buckets of, yeah, but be ready. Buckets of pus are going to squirt out on you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting, and if you're not losing sleep at this point in time, you're not an American tuned into what's happening in our own country.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Mike, you're beautiful. Thanks for the call. Look, I'll say this again. Folks, I go deeper and deeper down this rabbit hole. I learn more and more every day. I learn more in a month than I learned in the last 5 years. I mean, it's just exponential, and that's happening with you too. And I start really learning the nature of the New World Order. It can only be described as the devil. I mean, it is pure just destruction and wanton attacks on beauty and innocence and love. And I see these adults screaming and yelling and losing sleep over their football team losing. But then I yell and scream about total destruction of America and our freedoms and total lies. And I'm weird because I'm upset. And, I mean, folks, I am upset. I mean, everybody that knows me personally, all I do is work. And just, you know, grab a little time with my children, just here and there. And there's nothing I'd love better than to just, you know, go on vacations and, you know, hang out and all that stuff and just have a normal business. I have to do this, folks. I mean, I put everything on the line. I know the incredible danger I'm in. I know what I'm up against. But the danger of doing nothing is much greater by the 10th power. My soul is in anguish, folks. It is... I mean, I can feel the palpable evil. I can feel it rising and wriggling and reveling. I can see their plan. I can read their plan. God help us. Folks, if you only knew what I knew, if you could only see what I see, I can just see the New World Order. I've been doing this so long and so deep in studying it. And I know a lot of you do see it, and it'll drive a lot of you crazy. I mean, you got to just have God as your anchor. And as your and as your keep, as your fortress, and I see the innocence of the adults. They're childlike. They're just giggling fools. They have no idea what they're under the black wings of this system. And God strengthen us. God have all of us stand up against this because bad times are ahead, folks. I mean, it's the storm isn't coming, it's already hit us, and it just gets harder and harder. And a lot of globalists are flinching right now, not just because of us, but they're finally seeing what they've built. A lot of their own people are finally seeing what's been constructed. You know, it's been fun having power, it's been fun being decadent, but now they're really learning the nature, and they're scared, and they think they've got to ride this beast, you know, that somehow protects them when they are in the most danger. And I speak to the hearts of the evil people out there and those that might still have an inkling of good in them. God may still be able to touch you. Give in to God. Give yourself to God. Give yourself to Christ. Don't be afraid of it. Just give yourself. Don't be afraid. The fear will go away. God will comfort you. And whatever happens, happens, folks. This life is so transitory, so quick. Please, 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 please. Please find out what we're facing. To boil it down, our own species has got a subgroup that are basically parasites, or what you'd call vampires. Not in the classical sense, I use that figuratively, but they're vampires. They're parasites. And a parasite likes his business, and they enjoy it, and they have no conscience. I'm talking about the controllers. They do not have souls, folks. They are blinded. They are really crippled, diseased anomalies, and they are trying to have you as their army. They're trying to get you to go along with them for power and control and dominance and women and all of it. And you've gotten deep into it now, and you know it's bad. You know you can smell the death. You're afraid. Don't burrow deeper. Don't go deeper into it. Come out of it. Come out of her. Join us. Join love, join truth, join beauty, join innocence, join creativity, and join life. It is your destiny. It is not to go with the devil and his hordes. Please listen to me. This is real. The devil is real. evil is real. And the devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. And, I mean, how the evil is just, I can just see it. I can see it physically, folks. I mean, if you only knew. And it's growing. Chris in Kentucky, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. You know, I was like a naive person a few years ago when I first listened to your show. I did think you were crazy, and it was time to think. Because I did see a lot of stuff going on around, and especially then when September 11th happened. At first I think, well, it, you know, I didn't think of anything of it. And then I got more suspicious and got really thinking and waking up, because I have seen changes in society. I've seen the way the police have changed out here in public places. You know, it's just, it's not freedom out here anymore. And I'm seeing, oh, by the way, I went to Kroger. We've got the thumb scanners being installed. Your freedom is here with a little ID picture camera-like thing on it. I looked at it. This is real, folks. And if you want to continue to go on and just be, put your Pampers on and go to sleep, you know, you've got to wake up. We're not saying that we hate you. There's a lot of good people in government. I'm a state worker, and I am waking up big time. So there, Chris, in Texas, I am a state worker, and I'm waking up, and I'm fed up. I want my freedom.
Anything else, Chris?
I just wanted to say I ordered
your
film.
Stay there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends. And I don't have any more time to get into it, the nature of the New World Order, the nature of evil. But, Chris in Kentucky, finish up what you were saying.
I just wanted to say that I've also ordered couple of your martial laws. They're going to be on the way, and I'm going to get copies out to people. You know, that worldwide, and people in general I just talked to don't even know about this show or who you are talking about this. I've given information out to people. The website's Infowars.com, Torrance Riley's, Butch Paul. Folks, they're there, but you got to reach them. And I'm not fearing anything anymore. I'm going to keep going with this fight until we get this heart freedom back.
Well, I know this. If we weren't here doing what we're doing, things would be a lot worse. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate you and your support. Michael in Tennessee. Go ahead, Michael.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. First time I've ever called any radio talk show, but guy Chris in Texas just got me kind of fired up.
Well, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell him, I hope he's listening, if he thinks trusting the government's a good thing, my experience in the military during the Iran affair was being used as a target. Now, when they use your men as a target to try and start a war, kind of hard to trust them, you know what I mean?
So they were trying to get you to prance around in front of the Iranians?
They had us prancing around in front of the Iranians. I would talk about it, but I really don't want to bring them down on me. Another reason why I never called before.
No, I understand. You signed a non-disclosure national security letter?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, you were obviously there and saw a lot of clandestine things. Should we just trust the government?
Never. Never trust this government that's running our country. And people are so asleep these days, I just can't understand why they can't wake up and see what's in front of them.
Well, you know, taking freedom for granted always leads to horror, and all these poor people that want to suck their thumbs, they're going to squeal like little piglets at the slaughter when their daddy government is beating the daylights out of them.
Oh, I know. And the way they're programming people, like my niece, I told her about the 5-year-old girl getting arrested. Well, I saw that. They needed to do something. She's going to grow up and kill somebody. And, you know, that's the same crap they spew out on the TV. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do when they arrest your kids? Well, I'll be down there and get them. They're not going to arrest my kids.
Double think.
Yeah.
That's double think right there. That's total mind control when people have two different views on the same issue.
Exactly. And
actually, I could do 2 hours on that. I know it's. Well, sir, don't make this your first and only. I hope you'll call sometime when we've got more time.
I would love to.
And I don't think they've got your voice print. You can probably talk about some stuff. I mean, nothing. You can give us shadows of it, the edge of it, without going across the line.
Well, I might do that. The funny thing is, for doing all that, they gave me the same medal that they gave the people they left behind on Wake Island during World War II. And I don't even have it anymore. That's how much that meant to me.
Well, God bless you and Godspeed. Take care, Mike. Sorry to Jeff and everybody else that's holding. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. In the last minute of this transmission, you've heard about martial law. Ladies and gentlemen, find out why people are giving it the great reviews. It's my best film. It's frankly one of the best films out there on the New World Order, if not the best. The toll-free number to get Martial Law or any of my great films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to Infowars.com to order a hard copy via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. See all my films, read my book, my weekly TV reports. Best deal out there on the web, PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks, this isn't a joke, and it takes courage to admit the facts, but you have to be a deaf, dumb, and blind and have a lobotomy to not see what's around you. Can't you smell the stench? Can't you taste it? It isn't good. It's real bad. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.